opening up our hearts to him. He's the one that reveals the Father to us. And when I'm talking about coming to Jesus, I'm talking about more than just going through the motions of a normal Christian life. I'm talking, like I said, about a real, honest, and deep relationship with him. Being real with Jesus, involving him in your actual life, and not just keeping him at arm's length. It's hard for us to be vulnerable and truly honest about our struggles with anyone. But if we're not coming to Jesus, we're truly missing out. So in this first session, we're going to be thinking about why we don't tend to come to Jesus. What is it that's holding us back? And there's probably a mixture of reasons for all of us. We're not all the same, and we all have different reasons. But I've tried to bring together some of the reasons I think most of us struggle with coming to Jesus openly and honestly. So what stops us from coming to Jesus? So first of all, busyness gets in the way. So we live in a culture of productivity, don't we? Mums, working women, even church workers, we're all very, very busy. In fact, it's pretty amazing that you've taken time out on a Saturday to join us here. But I wonder how many of you came here feeling guilty that you ought to be doing something else with your run-free day, or with a slight sense of anxiety about the jobs that haven't been done yet. How many of you have sent a last-minute text to the husband or the kids to tell them they need to go and do something for you or pick up something from the shops? We are all so busy. There's so much to cram in, so many jobs on the to-do list, so many meetings to attend, so many children to ferry around. How often do you wake up in the morning and think, oh, I'll just read my Bible and pray, but within seconds, you're distracted by the shopping list, or the order of the day, or the bill that you need to pay, or the item you need to return, and before you know it, your time has gone, and you haven't come anywhere near to Jesus. He's had a cursory, all right, before it's time to move on to the next thing. Our modern lives are so crammed full of stuff. I wonder how much of it we could just let go. Why do we cram so much in? Is it perhaps to give ourselves a sense of value and worth? Being busy is actually admired, isn't it? Oh, you've got a lot on. Oh, good for you. Your life must be really meaningful and worth something. A hectic schedule equals an important and impressive person. And we're guilty of encouraging that mindset in each other. Earlier this week, I was at a conference and I met a mum of three young children who is also a vicar's wife, who is also a registrar in paediatric medicine, and she also has a 1.5-hour commute to work, and she works night shifts. Oh, and she also had crafted some beautiful earrings that I was admiring. And I just said to her, you are amazing, you are superwoman, wow. I stood in absolute awe of her. But maybe my comment should have been, that's a lot. Is it too much? You need to let something go. Where on earth do you find time for Jesus? How do you fit him into your busy schedule? Listen, we all have different capacities. One person can't and won't be as able to do as much as the next person. Maybe you're someone who's limited by disability or ill health. Or maybe you're someone like me that just can't quite juggle quite so many things without losing the plot. That's okay, because our worth is not in what we do or how much we do. Our worth is not in how busy we are or aren't. And if we're so busy that we're not coming to Jesus, then something needs to change. So what else might be stopping us from coming to Jesus? Well, the other end of the spectrum is laziness. Some of us, if we're honest, are just a bit lazy about coming to Jesus, because frankly, it's easier not to. Who wants to set aside time to try and grapple with a big old Bible book or sit in silent meditation and prayer when there's some other things you could be doing that are just more fun and bring me more instant gratification? I could be using the time to scroll on my phone, looking at all the productive things that other people are doing. I could be using the time to catch up on my latest binge watch on Netflix. I could be having an extra hour in bed. Coming to Jesus just feels like a bit too much effort and a bit too serious when I want to prioritise just chilling out, having a good time, switching off, painting my nails. Maybe you feel like that. that it's just a bit too much effort to make time for Jesus. I know I'm guilty of this, and honestly, it's my phone that distracts me. I have this awful habit of picking up my phone first thing in the morning, and before I know it, I've wasted my Bible reading time scrolling on Instagram or playing some banal game. Well, I no longer keep my phone by my bed. That's now a rule in our house, no phones by beds, because I'm just too prone to doing this. And it's blatant laziness. Every morning, I was choosing the path of ease. It's easier to pick up my phone than my Bible. And it's not just in the mornings, though. It's any quiet period in my day, I'll pick up the phone and scroll. If I'm stuck on something, I'll scroll. While I'm waiting for the kettle to boil, I'll scroll. When the adverts come on, I'll scroll. I tell my kids off for doing that, but I do it too. But I can't blame the phone. It's not the phone's fault. It's me. My heart always chooses that easier path. I choose not to come to Jesus, but to fill my eyes and my mind and my heart with, ooh, easy one-pot recipes. Ooh, cleaning hacks using vinegar. Ooh, style advice for women over 40. I mean, when you compare that stuff with coming to Jesus, it's ludicrous, isn't it? It's pathetic, it's cheap, it's lazy. Well, in the same ballpark as laziness comes lack of discipline. Now, discipline is a bit of an ugly word nowadays, isn't it? We've decreased the amount of discipline in our schools. It's all about child-led learning. We've decreased the amount of discipline in our families. It's all about child-led parenting. It's almost as if we fear damaging the next generation by disciplining them. So no wonder we might lack discipline in our own lives. What the world tells us is of most importance is our comfort, our ease. Take the path of least resistance. Do what makes you feel most comfortable. Do what is right for you. It's no wonder that we lack discipline in our spiritual lives as well. If it's easier not to come to Jesus, well, we won't. And while we're on the subject, let's talk about distractions. I guess it's all under the same umbrella, isn't it? And we've talked about phones and TV and shopping lists getting in the way. But did you know that the average human attention span has decreased by 25% in the last 20 years? I wonder what you think the average human attention span is. Any guesses? 4 minutes. Any higher, any lower? 7 minutes. The average is 8.25 seconds. If you can trust Google, which I do most of the time. The range goes from 2 seconds to 20 minutes, but the average is 8.25 seconds. And it's shorter than a goldfish. A goldfish is 9 seconds. Isn't that awful? Anyway, just a little bit of Google information for you. But no wonder our brains go all over the place when we're trying to spend time with Jesus. We just can't keep focused. We struggle to stay on topic. But there might be other distractions as well that we haven't mentioned. What about the distraction of relationships? Is there someone in your life that you are putting before Jesus? Someone perhaps that's stopping you from coming to Jesus? Maybe a relationship that isn't good for you? Maybe a person that you go to when you need comfort instead of going to Jesus. Maybe work has become a distraction to you. Maybe you're consumed with doing a better job, getting that promotion, impressing colleagues, proving your worth, and it's distracting you from coming to Jesus. Maybe your health has become a distraction. I'm just too unwell or too uncomfortable to come to Jesus, too fatigued to spend time with him. Maybe it's your children. They take up a lot of time and effort, and I don't have a minute to spare to come to Jesus. What's distracting you from coming to Jesus? What else is on my list of reasons that stop us coming? Being disillusioned. Sadly, there might be some here who are disillusioned with Jesus. You've tried coming to him. You've tried being disciplined and focused, and it's got you nowhere. You've cried out to him, and he hasn't answered your prayers as you wanted. So you've given up. You've disengaged. You've signed off. You're just going through the motions. Actually, coming to Jesus is least on the list of your priorities because it's got you nowhere. And he's nowhere to be found. Maybe you're someone who can't come to Jesus because you're riddled with guilt, the guilt of your sin. You know that there is no way Jesus will want to spend time with you or even look at you because of what you've done. You're not good enough to come to Jesus. You're too sinful, too dirty, too unforgivable, too stuck in your ways. You keep trying to be good and failing. You're too useless to be of any good to Jesus. Why would he want to be with you? Why would he want you to come to him? Or maybe you're someone who thinks you don't need to come to Jesus. You're actually doing pretty well at this Christian life stuff on your own, and you don't see a problem with not coming to Jesus. In fact, Jesus is pretty lucky to have you on his team. It really won't benefit you in any way to waste time coming to Jesus. You're too busy serving in the church, quite frankly. You're plodding along just fine with the way things are, and you don't need to rock the boat by being vulnerable, aka weak, in any way. In fact, it's your own pride and confidence that is stopping you from coming to Jesus. Or maybe you're someone who's never come to Jesus. You're not sure what he has to offer. You're not sure if he can really match what you think he should. Something's stopping you. Or often, if you're not a believer, if you haven't trusted in Jesus, and often, again, it's our pride that stops us from coming to him. Well, I've painted a pretty negative picture, haven't I? And you're probably feeling a little bit weighed down by everything that I've just laid on you. But let me be really honest with you. The reason why I wanted to write these talks is because coming to Jesus is something I really struggle with. It's not something that comes naturally to me at all. And I suspect I'm not the only one in the room. I hope I'm not the only one in the room, otherwise these talks are just for me. And it's a mixture of things for me. Different things at different times. I'm guilty of keeping God at arm's length because of my sin. Knowing my own weakness is just too much. I'm guilty of shutting down and not engage with Jesus because I'm lazy and distracted. And I make excuses because I'm too busy. And I'm really guilty of not coming to Jesus because I think I can do it all on my own. I've been a Christian for so long, I'm practically a professional. So writing these talks has been really difficult. I'm not someone who's solved all the answers. I'm someone who's still working out how to do this, how to keep doing it, even when it feels hard and boring and tiring and stupid and too much. But I don't want to end this first session there in the midst of our despair and failure. I want to just take a look back at that passage in Matthew and think about who exactly Jesus is saying, come to. If we just read again verses 28 to 30, and it's on your sheets as well as in the Bible. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. Now, I could ask for a show of hands who that applies to, but I'm pretty sure there isn't a single woman in here who doesn't have a burden of some sort, who doesn't feel weary with some aspect of life. But you see, here's the irony in not accepting this invitation, because the invitation is specifically for you. People like you and me who struggle with being too busy, too many pressures, too many burdens, too much going on. Women like you and me who struggle not to get distracted and who just want the easy life of chilling and doing fun and comfortable things. Are we not the ones wearied by life? Those of us who feel weighed down by our sin, who feel the burden of guilt and shame, and it keeps us from coming to Jesus, is that not a burden that qualifies us to come? women who are wearied by worry and stress and bitterness and anger at others, even anger at God, is that not a weariness that qualifies us to come? Women who are consumed with the burden of unanswered prayers, the weariness of dreams not fulfilled, the burden of loneliness and hurt and sorrow, are those not burdens that qualify us to come? Those of us who are burdened by serving in the church with no recognition or thanks. Those of us worrying about our own sense of worth and value because we aren't able to do much or offer much. Are those weary burdens not enough to qualify us to come? Those of us overwhelmed with small children and the busyness of life and maybe sleep-deprived nights and constantly being needed by others, do those weary burdens not qualify us to come? Those of us consumed by our pride and trying to manage it all on our own, even the burden of trying to live life independently of God qualifies us to come. Jesus isn't trying to add to our to-do list here. He's not adding to our load. He's not trying to weigh us down with more guilt and more stuff. He's saying, come as you are. Come with all the stuff you're carrying. Come with all the emotions you're feeling. Come with your anger and frustrations and sin. Come in your sorrow and your grief. Don't wait to put it down. Don't wait to be better or to be good enough. Come now. Come to me. You see, without coming to Jesus, we're a little bit like this. All those burdens that we are trying to control and manage on our own, and in the end, we're just flailing around the air like the donkey, going nowhere. A bit of a random picture, isn't it? But that donkey's going nowhere, trying to carry that burden on his own. Christian women are not unique in the burdens that we bear. All your friends at the school gate or at work or in your family know what it is to have weariness and burdens. They know the pressures to perform, to cope, to contribute, to achieve, to prove their worth just as much as we do. But they have absolutely nowhere to go with them. Sisters, we have the privilege of being offered this open invitation from Jesus. Come to me. We have somewhere to go with our burdens. We have someone we can open up to. We have someone we can be real and vulnerable and honest with. Someone who says to us, come as you are. You don't need to change or be better. Just come. This invitation is for you. And we're going to think more about why we should accept in the next session. But for now, there's some questions on the bottom of your handouts, which I don't have a copy of, so I can't remember what I wrote. Thank you. So the questions are, well, you've got them in front of you. What burdens do you feel you are carrying? What is stopping you from coming to Jesus? Which do you relate to the most? 2 minutes to chat to the person next to us. Or maybe even just on your own, you might want to think about those questions. Either is absolutely fine. Some of us are chatters, some of us are not. Just take a few moments, and then I'll pray in a few moments. Okay.